It's 77 degrees on Friends Plaza this morning at 8:50, and it's time for us to take a look at the commodity markets with our pre-opening report. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. The direct hog markets today are called steady to weaker across the Midwest due to slowed buying interest ahead of the Memorial Day holiday. Terminals are called steady to lower, with top prices seen from $49 to $53.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $49. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Tuesday, May 22nd, negotiated swine purchases were 18,236 for the base market hog on 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $65 to $76. The weighted average was $71.97, a gain of 53 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.92 to $61, and the weighted average was $58.15. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $14,920. The base price range was $64.75 to $79.50. The weighted average, $74.33, a loss of 71 cents from Monday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.04 to $60.50. The weighted average, $56.62.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, as I look at the old weather gauge and weather radar, it appears we have a line of showers moving across Illinois now.
Well, there's a line of showers, but the individual cells are moving pretty much along where that line is, from southwest to northeast. So the same areas are getting the rain while everybody else is getting none. So there's a few winners here. It looks like the area with the best rainfall extends in Illinois from Pike County, which is just south of the Quincy area, north a couple counties from St. Louis, on northeastward through Schuyler and Fulton and Peoria counties on up toward northeastern Bureau and Lee and DeKalb counties. And some of those areas in northern Illinois are picking up some decent amounts of rain at the moment. But the coverage on that rain is just not all that great. But it looks like there might be some places that have picked up already a quarter to a half an inch from Fulton County through the middle of Peoria County, just west of Peoria, on up through, maybe Stark County, far eastern Stark County, more or less western Marshall, on into the border area between Bureau and Putnam and on northward. Northeastward toward DeKalb. Most amounts have been much lighter than a quarter of an inch thus far, though. So the rainfall is not heavy, but that area is getting some, but it's the same area that continues to get the rain. And the area of rain is shrinking in size. It's becoming a thin line. So it's not going to make eastward progress today. I don't anticipate rain over the bulk of our listening area today, and even those areas out to the west will start to have drier conditions. Now, tomorrow we have a front approaching. That means there could be some more showers and thunderstorms developing in western Illinois during the course of the afternoon tomorrow. And then tomorrow night into Friday, all of Illinois and Indiana stands a chance of getting some showers and thunderstorms, although as that front pushes to the east and southeast, the intensity of the rainfall is expected to decrease a bit, as well as the coverage. So once we get into the day Friday, there will be some showers from central Indiana on into southern Indiana and southern Illinois, and some of those areas to the south that are very dry will pick up some scattered showers, but it doesn't look like a lot. But we are looking at all of the models hinting at signs of some showers and thunderstorms in the Midwest over the weekend, and some of those could be a little more significant and help relieve at least some of the dryness right now. We're not going to reverse the moisture deficits accumulated for the entire month of May, but right now the crops that are newly planted just need some rain to germinate and get growing a little bit more, and then follow-up rain certainly would help out with that. The subsoil is still in good shape from all of the rain that fell over the winter. So overall, the subsoil is in good shape. We just need some topsoil moisture now, and prospects for that do improve over the course of this holiday weekend. And I think coverage will be pretty good. Of course, a lot of places will probably still have amounts less than what some desire, but there will be some clusters of thunderstorms around the Midwest over the weekend. So some will get some significant downpours. For Illinois and Indiana, I still think northern Illinois stands the best chance of significant rainfall, where there will be widespread amounts that will probably exceed a half an inch. Elsewhere, there will be scattered amounts that exceed a half an inch over the weekend, and in some cases, much more than that. It does look like there's going to be a good amount of rainfall here from this first system the next couple of days and over the weekend for areas to the west. So there's going to be no problem with a lack of moisture in Iowa or Minnesota or western Wisconsin. Also, neighboring areas to the west, the Dakotas and Nebraska, should do fine with the moisture. So really, the moisture concerns are Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and the boot heel of Missouri on into Kentucky. That part of the Midwest, the southeastern Midwest, is what we're most concerned about. Prospects for some rain are looking a little higher, but still, that's the area we'll have to watch. And we'll have more on that tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Tuesday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 464 and three quarters unchanged. Last trade up 3 1/4. July wheat at the Board of Trade opened at 471 and a quarter up a quarter. Last trade up 5 3/4. December 497 up 3/4. Last trade up 4 1/2. July corn opened at 369 and a quarter, down a quarter. Last trade up 4 1/2. September 371 down a quarter. Last trade up 3 3/4. December 368 down 1 1/4. Last trade up 4 1/2. July beans opened at 789 1/2, down 3 3/4. Last trade up 3 3/4. November 819 down 3 1/4. Last trade up 4 1/4. January 829 1/2, down 2. Last trade up 3 1/2. July soybean meal opened at 214.40, down 40. Last trade up 80. July soybean oil opened at 34.80, down 3. Last trade up 10. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Clayton.
Hi, good morning, Dave.
What do you think about this corn market going to trade both sides today?
After the sell-off yesterday and then the nice little rebound last night, I guess I wouldn't be shocked to see us get lower on the day today, but clearly there's an upward bias, you know, as far as the overnight session is indicating.
Turn your attention to the charts on the D's chart and tell me whether or not you think that on a timing, maybe not this week, but maybe perhaps next week, we're looking for some move in a direction, a significant move?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this thing is kind of getting more and more wound up like a top, and I don't mean the top as opposed to the bottom. I mean the top as opposed to it's just getting wound up, and I couldn't agree more. I think a breakout either way is pretty imminent at this point. No accidents. It just comes down to the calendar, I think. I mean, the trade recognizes that we're getting to a pretty critical juncture here, and the crops are going to continue to look fantastic, as indicated in that last crop condition report, the first one, or it's going to go downhill. Frankly, as far as this next Tuesday's report, I would have to think we're going to take a pretty good downtick in it, just in the conditions, just because basically hasn't rained since the last report.
Your call on the corn today?
I'd say, actually, corn, beans, and wheat all look like they're going to be something like 3 to 5 higher across the board.
Mm-hmm. We saw gasoline prices collapsing yesterday, double-digit losses there. The June contract of crude oil expired. And then we also saw soybean oil dropping sharply from its 23-year highs, I guess in part on that break in the crude oil energy market. So what's keeping soybeans up?
Well, fun buying. It's kind of a catch-all phrase, and I hate to use it because it seems like it's really overused. But on the other hand, I think it is a real appropriate answer to that question. I mean, these funds are just amazingly involved. Have no fear of increasing their longs in the soybean market, which doesn't seem like it makes sense from a supply-demand standpoint, in my opinion, even new crop supply-demand. I mean, 330 million bushels is a more than adequate carryover. I think it's also a value issue. I mean, you look at that bean-corn ratio, which was playing around 2-to-1 for the longest time, even less than that, and now we're back up to a little over 2.2-to-1 as far as new crop ratio goes. And that's the richest beans have been relative to corn in over a year. So, and I think, you know, if you're an outside fund manager or hedge manager or whatever, and you're trying to allocate some money to the ag sector, you know, just from a bird's eye view, beans look very cheap and probably the more attractive buy for a long-term hold compared to corn or wheat. And that, in my opinion, that's what explains the recent buying there. But I do think that by the same logic, that's getting pretty close to being played out at this point.
Thank you, Clayton.
Okay, thank you.
Clayton Pope of Clayton Pope Commodities. You're listening to WILL Urbana. We join the BBC in progress.